We're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. As we continue our conversation here today with Jason Smith, he's the president and CEO of the Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce, and we're talking about the economic recovery here locally. And it's interesting to see here when we're talking sales tax issues. No doubt we need to produce more sales tax here, and that's taken a big hit due to COVID. We saw earlier, I think it was earlier this week, the Riley County Commission opted not to put the sales tax question on the ballot. And, you know, it's interesting. There's a lot of different reasons why or why not you'd make a decision like that. But what was your thoughts initially on that end, Jason?
Yeah, so obviously the Manhattan Chamber, throughout the history of the economic development sales tax, has always been very supportive of that initiative, and actually was part of the group that initially got it passed and back in the 90s, and a lot of people don't remember, and I have learned this since I got here, but initially it was put on the ballot to help try to recruit Cessna plant to Manhattan, and since that time it's been used for a number of different projects. It's created a number of different jobs in the community. If you think about Florence and some of the other large companies that are here that wouldn't have been here otherwise, and the jobs that have been created that wouldn't be here otherwise. And so we are very interested in seeing that the sales tax for economic development continues. And 10 years ago, or 8 years ago, the decision was made to use it to also help reduce the levy for people in the city limits of Manhattan. I think that was a good strategy as well, and it's been used to fund a number of different infrastructure projects, which in essence is a levy reduction as well. So I think the city, and of course it's a county tax that they share a percentage of that by state law with the cities in Riley County, and I think the city of Manhattan has used it wisely in a variety of different ways, and so we are obviously interested in seeing that renewed. We are a little bit concerned about this year being the right time, and we've had some extensive conversations in our board and with a number of our members about their feeling about having that back on the ballot this fall. And I think generally it's the consensus is now is not the right time to try to run a sales tax. And again, you know, it's tough to predict in June what people might be thinking in November. But in order to put the issue on the ballot, you'd have to do that by August 1st. And so I don't know that we're going to see a rebound enough by the end of July to be able to predict whether this would be a good time to run that election or not. And so we are appreciative that the county commissioners looked at that and thought that it's probably something that we should consider holding off on. I know there's been some conversation, too, that has surrounded that and saw it in the newspaper, and I've heard it in other places as well. The city commission has discussed it extensively. This idea of county tax versus city tax, and it's pretty complicated because there's a lot of people who rely on those funds for a variety of different things, including the communities and the other communities in Riley County. But at the same time, we are seeing a shift in Manhattan sales tax to some degree from Riley County businesses more to Manhattan, city of Manhattan businesses located in Pottawatomie County. And so a Riley County tax does not collect taxes on the Pottawatomie County side. So if you're shopping at one grocery store in Riley County, you're paying a Riley County tax. When you're shopping at a grocery store in Pottawatomie County, you're paying a Pottawatomie County tax, and the share of that tax to Manhattan is not near the same percentage or as great for a variety of reasons as it is in Riley County. So as a city, I think we have to make the decision, do we think in order to fund city services that the city should be collecting sales tax through the entire city and not just in one portion of the city. And so I think that's a conversation we're going to have. It's obviously a very difficult and complicated conversation. And it's one that I've heard at least from one of the county commissioners that they're interested in pursuing and moving forward and discussing it. I know it's hard, and I know our elected officials are under enormous pressure to do as much or more with less, and so the pressure to hold the levy is incredibly strong from constituents across the spectrum, whether it's individuals or businesses, and so it's a very difficult process. But I think if we have an open dialogue and try to figure out what the goals and objectives are, that we can come to some agreement on that. And I think the newspaper talked about having an economic development strategy, and we think that's incredibly important. Of course, we've got a large strategy that is Region Reimagined, but Region Reimagined never imagined coronavirus and COVID-19 as through that process. And so I think we need to take a look at that and potentially make some adjustments or amendments and maybe pare that down a little bit in terms of what our goals and objectives are and communicate that better with the public. I mean, at the end of the day, the only way we're going to continue to experience the same quality of life that we have today is if we have more jobs. And we are starting to see some momentum, both in terms of what's going on in Topeka with the Department of Commerce, as well as locally, and I think that we have to seize the moment in terms of being able to take advantage of attracting new jobs, growing our existing employers, and creating new businesses. And we're optimistic about what that holds for our future, but it only works if we're able to recover. And so I think it's important that we have a good strategy for that, that we have that as a collective, not just in the city of Manhattan, but regionally. And that we have we come together and collectively decide how we want to fund that. So we're looking forward to those conversations. I think congratulate the county commission on really thinking through this and understanding that the mood right now may not be the best to try to even if it is just a renewal to try to get a sales tax initiative passed. And so we're hopeful that we can help them and work with them and to whatever degree they'd like for us to and coming up with a solution.
Yeah, I mean, it's an interesting topic here because it is an presidential election year, and you typically get a better turnout here. So I guess the other side of that argument is we'll maybe get a better representation of a larger sample size of the area on what they want.
Yeah, and I mean, normally that's the way you want to go, right? I mean, normally I think that if you look at the results of elections in the past, you normally would say we get better results or a more positive result the more people that turn out for these kind of initiatives. The challenge is just the mood of the community, and if the mood of the community is we're concerned if we're going to be able to keep our businesses open another month, or we're concerned if we're going to be able to keep our job, or we've lost our job and we have to find another job. I think that makes it a real challenge to really understand long-term what the mood of the community is, when short-term it may be a lot different. And again, it would be nice if you could make this decision in October, right, and say, well, things have rebounded and I think everybody feels better, let's put it on the ballot. But by law, you have to make that decision by the end of July. And in order to make that decision, there's a lot of additional things that would have to happen, would have to occur through that process. And so I just think it's too hard to decide now what the priorities of our citizens are going to be in November when we don't really know what the future holds. And there's people that are predicting a second round. We hope that doesn't happen. But that's a real possibility, and people are preparing for that. And so, you know, the idea that you can sell a long-term vision to people who don't know what their situation is going to be in the next week, I think, is just gets really difficult. And I think our members have said that, you know, it's not the time right now to think about that.
Hmm. We have another caller here who's waiting patiently here. We'll get to them next. Good morning. You're on In Focus.
Hello. If the economy is really that desperate, I want to milk this economic engine out here on I-70. You know, they're going by our interchange out here at 177. It's at 75, 80 miles an hour uphill in both directions. And, you know, you've got the lease on that corner lot out there. For $100 each, you can get used billboard tarps and paint your own sign on them about accommodations and service and food and of course, the foothills, you know, and get everybody interested. And put them on the sides of a semi-trailer truck out there, box, and get the economic engine to come through Manhattan. They don't even know we're here. Thank you.
All right. Thank you for the call. We'll continue on here. More In Focus after this with Jason Smith on News Radio KMAN.